As Metro investigates the July derailment at East Falls Church, the Transit Authority is still trying to clear a critical maintenance backlog related to a derailment last year at Smithsonian. I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5 News. And it's raising questions about whether Metro has a handle on all the rail system's needs during the summer of SafeTrack. If two words can sum up Metro's deep decay, they may be deferred maintenance. Across 117 miles of track, worn-out equipment turns up in one mishap after another. It was near Smithsonian Station 1 year ago that an empty train, minutes before entering passenger service, derailed. And investigators found something that showed Metro was aware the rails were sliding too wide apart, but never put in place a permanent fix.
Well, it's unacceptable. I mean, this is the nation's capital.
Curtis Marshall's an Orange Line rider. He remembers the derailment and all the problems it caused.
I mean, I heard about it on the radio on the way to work, perhaps your station, and avoided it when got on the yellow line and went to Silver Spring.
A year later, he expects safety incidents to keep happening because Metro's so far behind on repairs.
I've traveled all over Europe. There are systems that have been built 100 years before this one was built. They don't seem to have the problem that we have in keeping the system up and running.
Even as Metro investigates a July derailment at East Falls Church caused by rotting railroad ties, data obtained by WAMU 88.5 from Metro and federal oversight officials show the maintenance backlog exposed by the Smithsonian derailment last August has not been cleared. It deals with equipment known as a gauge rod.
They are a secondary means of support for maintaining gauge.
That's Gus Ubaldi, a railroad engineering expert who helped design the original Metro Rail system.
Their use seems to indicate a reliance on them rather than regular maintenance.
Gauge rods are a temporary fix to keep rails secure. At the Smithsonian derailment scene, investigators found several of them in the debris. Afterward, Metro announced it would clear the backlog of nearly 350 gauge rods across the system in 11 months. More than a year later, 115 remain.
Here's what the Federal Railroad Administration says about gauge rods. Gauge rods are not an effective substitute for a proper crosstie and rail fastening system. Gauge rods can be subject to sudden failure.
Metro says the ongoing SafeTrack work will remove the rest of the rods, and from now on they won't be used for more than 14 days. Even if the transit system solves this problem, it still faces countless others. Paul Lewis is an analyst at the Eno Center for Transportation. He says it often takes a calamity to focus on overdue repairs.
Maintenance is not an issue that comes easy. It requires a lot of money, and it requires some political will to put money to something that is typically pretty boring.
He says transit systems across the country are dealing with the same issue.
When you have the demands of commuters where they want their train there on time every day, it's very easy to focus on operational aspects and say, we'll get to the maintenance tomorrow.
At East Falls Church, the railroad ties weren't just old. Past inspections failed to detect them. The incident is part of a pattern plaguing the second busiest subway in the country. That's why officials are holding a special board meeting tomorrow to discuss a rash of safety incidents. Carol Carmody is the chair of the Metro Board Safety Committee and a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board.
I'd like for Metro, for the management and the safety people, to put everything in perspective. There has been so much happening lately.
And she says even though police are now involved in the East Falls Church derailment probe, she wants management to share information tomorrow.
We have a lot of board members who are concerned about this.
But no matter what is said, Metro's safety and maintenance problems will still be left to tackle.
And that's going to take some time. I wish we could snap our fingers and make this happen. That's the frustration and the challenge.
Carmody says it's worrisome that each incident exposes a raft of problems Metro was either unaware existed or did not properly fix. That leads to the question, what else doesn't Metro know about? I'm Martin DeCaro.